USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
8 people were killed and several others wounded in a mass shooting at an Indianapolis FedEx facility on Thursday night. Multiple other victims are in local hospitals, one of whom is in critical condition. The gunman took his own life, NDPD said in a press conference. Critics accused Twitter Thursday of banning Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe from its platform over the group exposing CNN as a propaganda mouthpiece.
After we released all these bombshell recordings into CNN showing them calling themselves propaganda, it's pretty extraordinary timing, but there are fundamental principles here we have to fight for, and I'm confident we're going to create an army of people that are going to follow in our footsteps. We have no other option. So we are suing Twitter on Monday.
Mr. O'Keefe on Fox News. Project Veritas showed footage of CNN technical director Charles Chester revealing the liberal network's bias and propaganda this week. We are USA Radio News.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Trump is right. Millions are tuning into Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for real news. Some polls give Joe Biden a high job approval, even 60%. Now Newsmax is asking if you agree with that. Do you really approve of Joe Biden, his policies, and $4 trillion in spending? And do you think President Trump did a better job? Let us know. Vote in the Newsmax poll right now. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. It takes just a minute. Let America know who you like better, Biden or Trump. Tens of millions are watching Newsmax TV, now on all major cable systems, smart TVs, and OTT platforms. And vote now in the Newsmax poll. Just text the word NORTH to 39747. That's NORTH to 39747. Let your voice be heard, and watch Newsmax today.
Republican Vice President Mike Pence had some new hardware installed. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Mike Pence now has a pacemaker. He had the surgery after experiencing a slow heart rate. He's 61 years old. His office reported the procedure was successful, and he's expected to make a full recovery. He's expected to return to his normal activity in a few days. In a statement, Pence said his family had been truly blessed by the work of dedicated healthcare professionals. Pence did have a previously disclosed heart condition.
The American Heart Association says there's about 3 million people worldwide with pacemakers, and each year 600,000 pacemakers are implanted. As Democrats want 4 more justices on the Supreme Court, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has no plans to bring the issue to the floor.
I think it's an idea that should be considered. In answer to your question, I have no plans to bring it to the floor. No.
Happy TGIF to you, and thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
NASCAR racing in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Pole position number one Sunday goes to Martin Truex Jr. when racing starts at 3 p.m. Eastern. Martin sat down with Motor Racing Network and talks about his recent successes at short tracks.
I think, you know, just learning the new road courses that we haven't been to yet. You know, COTA's, we did the tire test out at COTA, and that was a really unique, different track. Very different road course than anything we race on. I think it's like kind of like if you mash together Watkins Glen and Sonoma, it's kind of what it is. It's got a little bit of everything. So that I thought was fun, and that I think it's going to be a good show. And I've never been to Road America. You know, I enjoy watching there on, you know, the races that they have. And, you know, just learning those new courses is fun. You know, Road America is a historic road course, and it's going to be cool to go there. And then obviously, Indianapolis road course have no laps there either. So, I think figuring those out are going to be fun. That's always a good challenge.
Martin will be using NASCAR's next-gen car slated for the 2022 season.
Yeah, you got to get through this year first. I know in the background that JGR, they're working on the new car. Everybody at TRD and at Toyota, they're all working on, you know, planning and figuring out how all that stuff's going to look. And when you go inside the actual, you know, 19 team, the 20, the 18, the 11, whatever, we're all focused on the job at hand, which is, you know, how do we go win this championship this year? So, there's a little bit of everything going on, but we focus on, you know, what's closest to us right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.